That's cool. And this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Do you remember speaking with me at the beginning of last month?
Vaguely. So I'm sure once you start talking, it'll probably trigger some memories.
Yes, absolutely. First, I want to say I hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
You too. Thank you.
You're so welcome. We had a pretty extensive conversation regarding listing your company, and at that time you were doing marketing with a new company that was charging $25 a day for Facebook ads.
Right.
Right. And we talked pretty extensively about the program that we have for you that's all-inclusive with the Facebook ads as well as the Google Business Profile all combined together in order to bring you a strong return on investment as opposed to just the one spot. But you were working with a couple of different companies, if I recall correctly.
Oh, are you in Fountain Valley?
I am.
That, I remember now. Okay. That's where I'm from.
That's yep. Right. We had that good conversation. And was yours the one with the money-back guarantee?
Sorry, say again?
I said, I speak with a lot of guys as well. Program you were trying out, was that the one for the money back guarantee situation?
Yes, it was like a 3 month. Yeah.
How did it go? How's it gone? What's the
terrible.
Terrible. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was hoping it was going to be successful.
I've gotten two or three opportunities and haven't sold anything out of all of that.
Oh boy.
About $2,500 invested with that program with Facebook and then just what I paid them for the startup of it.
Yeah.
So, I haven't got the opportunities that they're telling me I'd get at least 3 to 4 a month if I do $25 a day. If I did $35, they were saying I'd get like 6 to 12 opportunities a month, but I've gotten a total of 2 to 3 over the 3 months.
So 1 a month, approximately.
Yeah.
Average.
So yeah, it hasn't been great, but this is our slowest time of the year. So I don't know if I told you before, when I signed up with them, I was like, well, this is the time to test them because it's going to be hard for me to sell being brand new. And at our slowest time of the year and going into the holidays in winter. So that's why I gave it a shot, but I did think I'd be getting more opportunities than this.
Right. Yeah, I recall the conversation. You were pretty hopeful, and I was hoping that was going to be the case for you as well. But as it hasn't been, are you ready to explore the other opportunities that we had discussed?
Were you like $225 a month?
$249. It's the $249 month to month with no contract, and it includes the Facebook ads already with the package. We buy in bulk, so we don't charge per day. Our Facebook ads, the savings comes down directly to our clients. We get our ad clicks between 5 and 50 cents per click. 100 of the $249 investment goes directly to the Facebook ads. And obviously, we're going to get a wide range of keywords and things that we have going on. Plus, we're doing direct marketing along with the Google Business Profile for retargeting in addition to the other platforms that we submit you to and build out the profiles as well. So it's not such a hyper-focused campaign on just one spot. It's going to include quite a few different pieces of the puzzle. And it's considerably less, as you know. But
yeah. No, I'm definitely interested in giving it a shot, at least for a few months. $249 for a few months doesn't sound like it's going to break my bank right now.
Right.
I'll break deep right now.
Right.
Yeah, so I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Okay. All right. So let me take a look at everything that I have here just to review the notes as we go ahead and get this going. I have the email address as it's ALTS, right? AULTS. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes. Like Control Alt Delete on your keyboard.
Yes.
There's a U in there.
altcooling@gmail.com. And then for account purposes, when you, like, for your payment and things like that, is it Jeff or Jeffrey, or is it just your, you know, the initial and then the last name, or how does that usually work for your card?
When you're setting
your account up, so when you're going to make a payment, does your card read Jeffrey Alts, or is it...
Oh, my card that I'll be using. Sorry. Yeah, it reads. It reads Alt Cooling HVAC Services, Jeffrey Alt.
Is that J-E-F-F-E-R-Y or R-E-Y?
It's funny you say that. It is R-E-Y. But okay. I was going to say it's funny you say that because I just moved out to Arizona a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
I just realized about a month ago, a few weeks ago, I spelt it wrong on my ID out here. I put E-R-Y instead of R-E-Y. I just happened... Because I was doing something else, and they were like, oh, no, that's not your – I had to re-sign something because I didn't spell my name right. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And sure, on my ID, it's E-R-Y. I was like, oh, shit.
I've only been spelling this as long as I've been alive, you know?
Yeah, right. So,
oh,
yeah,
boy.
Legally, it's R-E-Y, but my ID right now, which is my legal ID, you know, it says E-R-Y.
Okay.
I don't know if that matters on your end at all.
No, whatever it reads on your card is what we care about.
Yeah.
It's fine. And honestly, even if we need to submit documents, a slight letter in position like that isn't going to be that big of a deal. I understand
okay.
It is for the government. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like. Oh, boy. Okay. And then I see the website. You're totally happy with the website, just to recap. Is that correct?
I like the way it looks. I've been flirting with different ways of doing my website.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is what you guys do, but I would like, there are some companies that, again, it's a lot of backing on my part, but like almost like an online store where they could pick out their HVAC unit. You know,
mm-hmm.
if they know all the specs, they know all their stuff, they can say, oh yeah, I want a 4-ton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a split in the attic here, blah, blah, blah. And I could pop out a price for them right there and then.
Wow.
And then, you know, with some disclaimers that, you know, I still have to do a site visit and stuff, but
sure.
Trying to eliminate that salesperson. I know some other companies that do that. There's
mm-hmm.
there's new AC unit or AC unit new, and that's all mm-hmm. they do. They just sell stuff, their product online, and you pick out what you want, your home, your size of your home, and it
mm-hmm.
Generates that for them. But I feel like that's probably not what you guys
if you have the information, we can. Now, this is the thing. These are your options here. We can do anything you want. You just have to give us the information you want on there. We can mimic any type of site. If there's one that you say, hey, like say you love your current site, you say, okay, I want to mimic that, and then I want to add X, Y, and Z from, like, say, similar to so-and-so's site. Okay, obviously we're not
okay.
going to copy their content or whatever, right? Yeah, like,
sorry.
this is what I'm looking for. Like, I basically want something like this, and then you give us the specs of exactly what that is. We have the ability to do that. The fancy, like, you have a website that's already included with your package. If you want something that's a little bit more upscale where you're doing more things like that, like the picking and the choosing and paying for it like that, I believe that that's a one-time upcharge of $200. Let me see. It's in... New year, go through your new company. Yes, it's a one-time charge for the fancier, we call that the custom My Site Design, where you completely have, you can even do bookings and everything with it. It's a one-time upcharge of $200. So you have a standard site that's included with your package, or if you want something, you know, more fancy pants like you were talking about, then it would be a one-time $200 upcharge.
That's not bad.
It's not.
Yeah.
Considering what you're getting and you have full range of it yourself, to make changes or adjustment yourself, it's actually really good for the new, because we offer that for the new businesses. You're still within the first, you know, 7-8 months here, according to my notes. But even we do it for up to the first 5 years of a business. We consider a new business up until the first 5 years.
Okay.
So we try to be as complimentary and as fair to our clients as possible, because we know, especially today's day and age, I mean, it's not getting any easier to open a business. That's for sure. You know, so,
right.
And to get things up off the ground with the cost of everything. So we try to keep things reasonable for you. So if that's something that you want to do, of course you can contact me directly. I'll be the one, since I've quoted that for you, I'll be the one to take care of that and go ahead and get that squared away. a couple of pieces of information here. The first thing I'm doing is sending out a text with my direct phone number and extension line, since I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. Now, the second thing is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. So if I'm not available to you, which generally I am, I don't have any time off for the foreseeable future. The only time that you wouldn't be able to reach me is if I'm on my lunch break, and then I'll call you back within the hour, or if I'm on the phone with a client. But again, you leave me a voice message, I'll call you right back. So I have your business address with the home office at 1100 South Eucalyptus Place in Chandler, Arizona, 85286. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then for this, let me see here. So what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Let's do Monday through Friday, 9 to 9 to 6.
Okay. Anything on the weekends or by appointment only?
I'm not going to be, I would say by appointment only.
Okay. So when we're asking for hours of operation, we're not asking for when you're going to actually like go out and do bids or even, you know, service your clients. It's mostly just like phone calls. Like, when are you accepting phone calls? When you choose to make an arrangement for a face-to-face visit or estimation or service work for your clients, then that's obviously between you and your client. So the hours that we're posting, generally people understand it's the hours for a phone call. It's not like we're promising you're going to come out on a Sunday, you know?
Right. Well, then, okay, then do it Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 6 as well.
Okay. And then do you offer emergency services?
No.
Okay. And then.
I don't know if I can reiterate, like I said, when I just started this, I still have a full-time job.
Right.
So that's, yeah, okay. So
yeah, I remember that. And you're looking not so much for the service, but the installations.
Yeah, I'm really looking for those installs for the first maybe year or so I could, you know, generate enough where I can kick this job and,
yes.
Yeah, because I found out last summer, you know, I missed a lot of service because I wasn't able to get to them until the evening time.
Right.
And so I just felt like I was, it just got difficult with the current job.
Right. But if you're in a situation where you can at least accept phone calls, then you can get, then they're fine with that, you know? I mean, maybe not in the summer because you guys have killer summers, but.
I'm hoping people are going to be shopping around. Like I said, I haven't done anything this winter, but I'm hoping they'll shop around because they'll have a company come out and say, you know, your shift's messed up. You need a new one. Give them a price tag that's out of this world, and they shop around and find me is kind of my hope.
Right. Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely the hope here. We're definitely going to promote that. Now, you have access to this Google business profile, I'm assuming, the one I'm looking at here for the company?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. They're going to send you, you're going to have a client onboarding, and they're going to send you an invitation. And with the invitation, then they'll walk you through how to give us access to manage that. Now, you're licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Sorry, I'm licensed and bonded. I haven't got the insurance yet.
Okay. No worries. Is bonded, which is just as good as, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, and someone's like, no, you got to get insured. I'm like, well, what the hell is my bond for? What's that?
I feel like the bond is usually more expensive, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's like, I forget what it was. I found insurance. I think it was only like $850 for the year, which
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Where did you find that at?
I forget. I was shopping around. Guy gave me a quote. I said I'll let him know, and then I just never did.
Okay.
Got caught up.
Okay.
So yeah, I forget which one it is.
Okay. Well, when you figure it out, I'm just curious. I'd like to know the name of it. I get a lot of requests. A lot of people, you know, asking if I have any suggestions for them of places that they could, you know, request it. So I would love to have that information to be able to give them a suggestion, you know, somebody who's reasonable.
Yeah, it might be Southwest Bonding and Insurance. No, that's my bonding. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. Whenever, yeah. if you think of it or you come across that, I'd appreciate that. But if not, it's not the end of the world. Okay. They're also going to gain access to the Facebook page at that point so that we can go ahead and begin building out the ads and getting that going. Let me see here. Service radius, Chandler and surrounding areas.
Yes.
Okay. And then the last thing I need to do is go ahead and schedule that onboarding appointment with the technician. The conversation itself takes about 20, 30 minutes. We block off an hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. So I have available appointment times that are, let's see, today if you have anything available. I don't, do you think this afternoon you might have a little bit of time to speak with my agent or is that
probably
out?
Not today.
Okay. What time's best for you tomorrow?
Late afternoon. What do you have late afternoon?
Okay. The latest is, cause you're an hour ahead of us. So the latest I can do for you is between 4 and 5 PM.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and lock that in. You're going to see an email come across. It's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English with your first and last name as well as your phone number. This will serve as a placeholder. And then within the calendar itself, you get a, what we call a push notification. So if you're 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a notification that's like, hey, Jeff, by the way, your client onboarding is coming. If you know, like, you're stuck on a call or a job or whatever, and you're not going to be able to take the call, then just call or text back in so that I can reschedule you immediately.
Okay.
After three attempts, if they don't get a hold of you, what they do is they just automatically reschedule you for the following day at the exact same time. Okay?
Okay.
So you will get the call from the 877 phone number, and I will be the one to go ahead and introduce you to your onboarding agent as long as I'm not on a phone call like I am with you right now. We call it our white glove handoff service. We like to make sure that we introduce everybody and just, you know, it's just a little extra piece there. So the last thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and read out the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, in order to secure your listing, is the card a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
My wallet goes. It is a MasterCard.
I'm ready for the card number.
5348.
Mm-hmm.
7800.
Mm-hmm.
0007.
Mm-hmm.
6650.
Expiration month and year?
828.
3-digit code on the back?
829.
Okay. And then I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's just say my mother's maiden name, which is Brown.
Brown, perfect. So understand, Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for any more money for any reason other than what we've already agreed upon. So we're going to read a voice verification. If for any reason you were to get a call and somebody's like, hey, I need, you know, $400 or $99 or $5 or any amount of money to produce X, Y, or Z, please understand that is not Local Splash. Let me know immediately so I can put them on your DNC list, and always ask for your security passcode. That's how you'll know it's us, especially if money's involved. We're always asking for the security passcode, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
So it'll be Alt Cooling HVAC Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey Alt is the owner.
Jeffrey, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Which you've already done. So we're just saying, yeah, if you choose to move forward with anybody else, please let us know so we can work with them as well. So your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged to today's date, which is January 2nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. The setup fee has been completely waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the second day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs, Jeffrey. The last thing we have here is I'm going to send you one last text message. It's going to say my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. And this is going to be a clickable link. Once you go ahead and click on it, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Perfect. As you scroll through, you may see an asterisk by certain things that may or may not be included with your package at this time or can be upgraded at any time, such as, you know, Google Ads or the Google Guarantee. Additionally, if you are looking for any of those things, please reach out to me directly and I'll put together a special package for you. As you scroll down to the very bottom, you can see that your locked-in price point is at $249, no hidden taxes or anything like that, and the reoccurring cost is still $249. Please click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Why don't I see any highlighted areas?
It's down at the very bottom. There's just like a little clear box that'll say, I hereby certify I'm the authorized user and signer of the card.
Yeah.
And then
I got
down,
that.
Yeah, and then down at the, and then you just type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. Is it giving you a pushback saying that it's not?
Signature does not match.
Okay.
So it's probably free. It says Jeff. Is that probably why?
Yeah, because it has the full name how it reads on the card.
Oh, you guys put Jeffrey Alt. Like,
oh, is that incorrect?
Yeah, my last name's Alt. But
Alt.
Oh, Alt.
I understand.
Cool.
Okay, let me change it. One moment. There we go. Update. Reset. And then... Here comes a fresh one. There you go.
There we go. Now I'm at my username and password.
Perfect. Page. Username and password will be granted to you within 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding, which is scheduled for later on tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
as of right now, the next, the most important thing is just the client onboarding appointment, which is scheduled for tomorrow between 4 and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So if you have any questions in the meantime, feel free to reach out to me directly, and I'll be able to go ahead and answer those for you. And if you change your mind or need any help with the website issue, just reach out. I think you should have gotten the text with my direct phone number and extension line, right?
Yeah, I got a bunch of texts from you.
Okay. yeah, the yeah, system does automatically send a few. I apologize.
Yeah, you're the 635-6225.
Yep. Yes, okay. Yes, sir. And I'm 224. So my direct extension is at 224 once you press that. If you press the 877 number, you will get in touch with somebody because it comes directly to the client support team. And if you press 1, they will connect you with somebody. But if you want to speak with me directly, you just press 224, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. I appreciate your time and thank you so much. You have a blessed day, Jeff. Welcome to Local Splash.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.